Patty Dick lives on a boat in Thompson Harbor in Sitka. In the morning, when it's low tide and she has a spare moment, she goes out and checks on the sea stars living in the area.
I just sat there just in awe of the beauty of that animal. Everybody loves sea stars.
Dick teaches sixth grade biology at Blatchley Middle School, and she often takes her students on field trips to learn about marine animals, and they usually find dozens of sea stars. But one morning last month, Dick noticed something was wrong with her sea stars.
I just looked over and I just stopped. There were these big, huge white spots all over them, and they were just wasting away. My heart just sank.
She'd heard about this happening, but she hadn't seen it with her own eyes.
I'm trying to find one starfish that is not affected, and they were all dead. They were all dead.
They had sea star wasting disease. All along the West Coast, sea stars, commonly known as starfish, have been dying of this disease. The first case was discovered in the summer of 2013 on the Olympic Peninsula, and scientists still don't know what's causing it.
That's pretty much the craziest thing about this disease, is that we don't know the cause.
Taylor White is the aquarium manager at the Sitka Sound Science Center. For the past year, she's been working with a team that's monitoring sea stars and other marine life in Sitka and along the West Coast.
It's a lot of just crouching down, and you have to go just from the top left corner and just go through the entire plot, counting as many starfish as you see.
She takes me for a walk along the beach to see for myself.
There's this one looks fine. This is a healthy one. It's kind of the largest of these three. There's another one over here.
We're looking at sea stars on Sage Beach, next to the Science Center.
It seems like it's a Leptosarius. Only has three arms, and yeah, very, very much lesioned body.
The Sitka Sound Science Center is part of a project called MARINE, which stands for Multi-Agency Rocky Intertidal Network. MARINE is made up of agencies that use the same long-term monitoring methods. They've set up about 120 sites along the coast in the U.S., from Southern California to Alaska. There are three sites in Sitka, the only long-term marine sites in the state. And White helps monitor the Sitka sites as part of her job at the Science Center.
And you really do look a lot harder at sea stars now that sea star wasting disease is occurring. And I feel like a lot of people are paying a lot of attention.
Once sea star wasting disease hits an area, it can quickly spread through the population. Research divers from the University of Alaska Sitka have surveyed different areas in Sitka Sound and have seen evidence of wasting in most locations. At Sage Beach, divers found that in the past few weeks, sunflower stars have disappeared, leaving behind these white ghost piles of tissue. And while there have been some minor wasting events in the past, this event is by far the longest and most widespread. White says she's seen the same thing happen in the touch tanks at the Sitka Sound Science Center.
So a lot of those guys have been in there for a very long time, and it was just hard to see it just suddenly hit.
They use an open system, so sea stars live in water straight from the ocean. She describes what she saw when the disease hit.
They just started crawling away from their bodies. They contort themselves. Then they just started to decay because there's so much bacteria in the water anyway. They just kind of break down after that point.
So when sea stars get sick, they can lose a leg and then regrow a healthy one. But with this wasting disease, they just keep losing legs, sometimes until only a central disc is left. The aquarium has had 35 sea stars die within just 3 weeks. And scientists know there will be substantial impacts from these mass deaths, but they aren't sure what yet. Marnie Chapman, a biology professor at the University of Alaska Sitka, has been working with White in the long-term monitoring project. She says sea stars play a big role in the ecosystem.
They're major predators in the intertidal. They're definitely the lions and the tigers of the intertidal environment.
And they're diverse. There are about 1,900 species of sea stars in the world, and at least 18 in Sitka alone.
You know, sea stars are as unique and as individual as those predators that we're more familiar with.
There are several groups trying to figure out what's causing this mass die-off. It could be a bacterium, a virus, or an environmental change, like lower pH levels in the ocean or warmer water. Most scientists think it's a combination of things. When scientists do figure it out, however, there's not much that can be done. If it's a pathogen, there won't be a sea star vaccine. And if it's a change in pH levels or water temperature, that's irreversible. Chapman worries about the future of the species. She recalls a day when she was out counting dying sea stars and a boy was looking at healthy ones nearby.
This young kiddo was saying, "Mom, look at all the sea stars." And there were a lot of really healthy, unaffected ones on the side that they were looking on. And I thought, boy, I hope that still happens. I hope that still happens next summer.
But there is some hope. At some of the marine sites along the coast, they're seeing some juvenile sea stars. So they could be making a comeback. In time, we'll know better. But for now, Chapman encourages everyone to go out and appreciate Alaska's sea stars. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ann Bryce.